Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And according to experts, there's no going back to normal, and the sooner we accept that, the better. I have to reject that entirely. If people accept that, then there is no going back to normal, but I want things to go back to normal. I assume everyone here does.
Oh, yeah.
This is not normal. It's not a new normal, and I don't want it to become normal. So coming to us from CNN, as 2020 slides into and probably infects 2021, try to take it to heart in one Try to take heart in one discomforting fact. Things are most likely never going back to normal. What is it? Try to take heart in one discomforting fact.
Well, you can take
Who
heart.
Who wrote this?
In that discomforting fact, which is that things will never go back to normal. I think it's a, yeah, that's fine. I'll give him a pass.
Sure. I won't.
All right.
It has become a well-worn phrase. Our politicians, officials, experts, even family like to lean on an ultimate elusive prize. Perhaps it's nostalgia for the world of January, a place for a daily life once more closely
resembled. The world of January. remember January? We could breathe deeply and, you know, perhaps just cough and nobody think that you're suddenly trying to kill them.
God, man, I would love to go back to January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we get too deeply into this, let's go to the phones. We've got Mark calling from Illinois. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so Aria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen
some real audio
Yeah,
issues.
I can barely hear you.
How about now?
Yeah, that's
much better.
You're right. In a different room from your phone? I'm joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am now. Have you seen any of the debates? Have you watched any of the video from it?
Oh yeah, I've seen bits and pieces, and it's,
she just played it here for us.
Yeah, it's every bit as awful as I expected it to be.
Hey, have any of you noticed the color of Joe Biden's hair?
It's white.
What's that?
It's white.
Yeah, it usually is.
What was it in the debate? I didn't notice any difference.
No, you didn't. Have you gone back and watched any of the videos?
No. What are you getting at?
If you wanted me to go back and watch the videos for what color his hair was, I just now found out that there's some issue with it. But as I recall, his hair was white last night. I do recall his tie being an ugly white and black kind of slash thing.
His hair is always white. His hair is always white. What color is Joe Biden's hair? His hair is always white.
And wait, what are you getting at?
His hair was not white in the debate.
Well, I mean, there were clearly blue lights above because you could see clear blue in Donald Trump's hair. But it was a result of lighting.
Well, his hair wasn't blue. That was certainly not the case.
I can literally send you a screenshot where you can see clearly blue in Donald Trump's hair.
Clearly a bit blue, but...
I mean, just watch the debates again and look at Donald Trump's hair. There
Can
was
you help me out with this as to what I'm supposed to get from this? I'm still sort
what
of...
What you're supposed to get is that Joe Biden's hair is always white.
Yeah, we got that. So what was it last night?
It was not white.
What was it?
It was more of a yellow color.
That was probably a result of the lighting.
You think so? Is that the reason why Donald Trump's hair was...
You think he dyed his hair?
I don't think that Donald Trump put blue streaks in his hair.
So you think he dyed his hair? You think it has an impact on the election?
Well, I don't... I'm not sure if that was the case or not, but would you be... I would be fooling myself if I thought, or if I were to make the statement that...
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for the call.
I think the reason that Joe Biden didn't want Trump wanted Trump so badly to say white supremacy is because his hair is white.
You guys thought white, Trump was playing 4D chess. Biden's out here changing his hair color by a tint at a time.
Yep.
That's what's going to get us all at the end.
Joe Biden's hair is always white. And think about that.
Because it's always,
always white.
But last night, it was not white.
I just imagine a bunch of clips of Joe Biden from newspaper with a bunch of strings attached to him, circling his hair and everyone.
But, I mean, I understand the lighting thing. I mean, you could, at times, literally see blue in Donald Trump's hair. I do not believe for a second that Donald Trump is entering an emo phase.
I could see scalp in Joe Biden.
So, I mean, lighting is a thing, and none of the debate was good. I wouldn't expect them to have good lighting either.
No.
They didn't have anything else that was good.
Nothing good about it.
Well, let's keep going. We've got Stephanie calling from Oregon. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing because I was only going to vote for Biden because of his hair color.
Oh, no.
It's always white.
Except last night.
Hashtag white hair supremacy.
That's the kind of consistency we need.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I wanted to call in because you guys were talking about how Biden has all these gaps and he can't speak coherently. And I kind of wanted to ask about that. Like, I feel like Trump has had so many misstatements. He can't complete say a complete sentence unless he's reading off of a teleprompter. Like, how does that seem?
Yeah, why does
like,
Trump get away with it?
I don't think he does. I've made plenty of fun of his statement about this is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water.
Stephanie, have you ever watched one of Trump's rallies? I don't think he's reading off a teleprompter at those. I think it's all improv. He's just going, he's just riffing as he goes. At least it looks like it to me.
I do think he's completely incoherent
a lot of the time.
He'll stop in the middle of a sentence.
Do you ever read a transcript of that? Because that, he does not finish a sentence.
Yeah,
we don't have an organ. No organ. Elton John has an organ. I mean, Trump is no more coherent on the whole than Joe Biden is, for sure.
That's fair.
Okay.
That is fair.
So why is he campaigning on this? You know, because this is what his ads are saying, is that Biden, you know, can't speak in complete sentences, and yet there he is.
So Trump speaks in sentence fragments, right? But there is a thought behind it. And then Biden has the unfortunate mishap where he just, like, says the wrong numbers and the wrong words. And it really plays into Trump's favor, because when you see clips of Trump, even if he's just, like, has this, like, ADD mentality, like, he's still coming off as aggressive and there's, like, an idea behind it and he's just kind of has some bravado. And Biden just looks like a scared old man who's stuttering through his sentences. Well, 22,200,000 people... You know, Biden,
John get away with this.
Okay. And if I'm not out of time, do you think that it's because Biden's voters care about whether he's telling the truth, whereas Trump can just pull a number completely out of his ass?
I don't think that Biden's supporters really care about Biden's gaps or his numbers.
I think that Biden could be dead and they'd still vote for him.
Yeah.
That they do a weekend with Bernie with him and just make sure he got over the finish line and, go from there.
I think Biden's supporters are entirely, the only thing they care about is he's not Trump. That's it. That is all they care about. And the ones that I've talked to, that's what it sounds like. They're like, well, I'm just voting for him because he's not Trump.
Stephanie, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, obviously, you know, Trump wants to attack Joe Biden, so he's going to do it about Joe Biden's gaps. But, you know, we've heard from when President Trump first became the nominee for the Republican Party that, you know, he can't speak in coherent sentences. He's got the communication skills of like a sixth grader and things like that. So, I mean, the left is criticizing Trump's poor, incoherent speaking abilities as well.
They may be.
They're both terrible speakers.
What I would say is that when I listen to a Trump speech, I know what he's talking about almost all the time. When I listen to a Biden speech, and mind you, I hear more of the Biden, like, I'm like, wow, his handler's got to get a hold of him. And, people don't speak the way that, say, someone would write or, you know, even, and obviously he's not that great of an orator, but Obama's considered a great orator, and he was stammering and umming his way through everything, but he's considered a great orator.
He paused a lot as well. He would say, like, three words and then pause.
Yeah.
And then three more words and pause again. So none of these people are good orators, and that's just all the more surprising that, you know, they were given this national platform last night that a lot of people watched to go up there and be borderline incoherent.
Ryan Seacrest, 2020.
Why?
He's good. He's a good speaker.
Good speaker. Okay. Like I said, that's all we need, right?
855-450-3733. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Mark, and Tyler. And, you know, that Stephanie was right. Let's go to Donald Trump here and one of his completely incoherent, babbling nonsense responses.
Patrol, the new platform of the Democrat Party. And by the way, I call it the Democrat Party. It sounds better rhetorically.
Tyler, you have a good point. It sounds like he just has ADD.
Yeah, right.
And his brain is just constantly jumping all over the place.
You know, I wrote bestsellers. I guess I speak well. You know, we turned away thousands of people. They never say I'm a great speaker. Why the hell do so many people come? Once. I don't think it's true. Why do they come? Why?
He seems as confused as anyone.
Why?
I guess they like my policy. Maybe you like policy. No, it's true. Have you ever noticed? You never hear that. You never hear that. You never hear it. I mean, there's got to be a reason. I have broken more Elton John records. He seems to have a lot of records. And we beat. And I, by the way, I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ. No organ. Elton has an organ. And lots of other people helping. No, we've broken a lot of records. We've broken virtually every record. Because, you know, look, I only need this space. They need much more room. For basketball, for hockey, for all the sports, they need a lot of room. We don't need it. We have people in there.
So he goes on for a few minutes about how much space
how he can fill a stadium.
Yeah, essentially. And it's just bizarre, man. It's like, and you're right, Mark. I do understand what he's trying to say.
I understand what he's saying. Like, I get what he's saying. This is kind of like when I take credit for having played City Limits. We were in Austin for the first annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. And obvious, I'll do MC work for anybody who flies Free Talk Live out there. You need some MC work? Sure, I'll do some MC work. So I was introducing the people onto the stage. So quite literally, I have played City Limits. And this is the kind of thing he's doing is, you know, just sort of taking credit for filling these. I mean, you're the most powerful office in the world. I think that's, you know, worth a little something too, pal.
I would agree. So one thing I'll point out. To me, it seems like Trump's not using a teleprompter most of the time. He definitely seems like he has ADD, but it seems like it's just him riffing on his thoughts.
Yeah.
Whereas I've never seen Biden without a teleprompter. And whenever he doesn't have one, like in this video you're about to show, I feel like he has no idea where he's at. And if he loses his train of thought, he won't get it back.
This is literally one of the best things I've ever heard from a presidential candidate. So let's go to it.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Somebody made an animation.
They did.
Of this
and
happening.
It's glorious. And
yeah, it really is. It is.
That was the one I was hoping would come up, but instead. Okay. Look, people, those are your presidential choices right now. Those are the ones. One of those two babbling, borderline incoherent people is going, yes, because I fully understood everything Biden was saying. They were all certainly words.
Well,
but it was incoherent, babbling nonsense about kids jumping on his lap and stroking his leg hair. And it was weird. That's a weird thing to even talk about.
I feel like the whole thing got out of hand. I suspect at some point kids did. He was a lifeguard, right?
I don't know, but the worst thing about this video is that he goes, and by the way, I love kids, and he reaches over and just starts stroking this kid. I mean, it's so weird, man.
Oh, no.
And he's the presidential nominee for the Democrats.
That's the best alternative. The best alternative to Trump is this old dementia patient.
It's like if we had a competition to find the two worst human beings in the United States, we could not have done better than Trump and Biden.
If you had picked two people at random and had a lottery and you put them on a stage, they would have done a better job.
I don't understand because this was very, very deliberate. The best I can tell, Barack Obama picked up the telephone and called every one of Joe Biden's competition, except for Bernie Sanders and Tulsi Gabbard, and said, hey, there's a place for you in the campaign, in the administration, if you just back out now. And I'm your president, back out. And they did, because they all went within hours of each other. And Biden was losing to Sanders.
Can you imagine if Tulsi Gabbard had been on that stage last night? That would have been glorious.
That would have been a good debate.
Yes, it would have been.
I would have voted for Tulsi Gabbard.
She would not have put up with Trump's crap.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's the. I was asking a friend. I don't know what you would have to do. What would have been the right response? I don't know what the right response to whatever the hell Trump was doing on that stage was. I think the best thing, for one, if I was Chris Wallace, I would have got up and walked out. I think the best thing you could do as a candidate at any point is just say, I'm not doing this anymore, and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he may very well have done that.
I have, I've dealt with abusers in my life. I know what abusers are like. You, Mr. President, are an abuser, and I'm not putting up with it anymore, and I hope the American people don't either. Mic drop. Walk out. And that's...
That would have been glorious.
Probably the only way you could deal with it. And it took me all day to figure this out. But I don't think the Biden campaign could just give up the time in front of the television. They just couldn't do it.
You guys want to get tinfoil hatty? What if the reason that Biden is the nominee is because Obama wants to protect his administration, because it's been proven now that the Obama administration was spying on the Trump campaign, and he can't trust anyone else to run interference besides Biden, who was complicit in that administration?
Certainly a possibility.
That's definitely a possibility.
Fox keeps on acting like there's this indictment just waiting around the corner.
And there might be. Might be this time. The way they're talking, and if it's not all just propaganda and this is actually news, the way it sounds, this is bigger than Watergate. You know, they were spying on the Trump campaign, and there's even, possible proof that Hillary Clinton was the one that was, meddling with China to set it up to make it look like Trump was, meddling. It was actually Hillary doing the meddling, not Trump, in the Russia scandal. So the whole thing could get blown out of the water, and maybe that's why things are so volatile right now.
I don't think that's the reason. I think Biden was just the establishment pick.
Yeah,
he was going to get it from the moment he started trying to get it.
Yeah, he seemed like the only moderate one up there during the primaries. Like a lot.
Well, by moderate, I assume you mean center right, like the rest of the Democratic Party.
More or less, yeah. Yeah. That was the other thing, is all the other candidates, like Pete Buttigieg, Beto O'Rourke wanted to take AR-15s away. That's really extreme left. How many Democrats own guns? That's such a fringe position. I mean, Biden was the safe choice. So tinfoil hat aside, I will admit that, yeah, it could just be that he seemed the most likable, and now it seems like he's not going to make it through a whole 4 years.
I think Bernie Sanders was the safest choice, honestly. But they didn't want somebody who wasn't part of the party to win the party's nomination.
That dude's a Marxist.
Well, he was part of the party.
And so are the rest of them.
Yeah.
Well, so is Trump.
Marxist? No.
No. He's not a Marxist.
He's a statist.
He's a 90s Democrat. That's what he is.
I don't know how you can say Biden is a Marxist.
No, I don't think Biden is.
Okay.
I think,
I think
Beto O'Rourke is.
I think that the Democratic Party is steering so hard left that it just doesn't matter anymore.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. You'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are.
President Trump's comments regarding the extremist group, the Proud Boys, President Trump continues.
I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss a Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News.
Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who is the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election, run up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that the night's prior face-off between President Trump and Vice President Biden showed the need for additional structure to the format to ensure a more orderly discussion. The commission saying it would announce new measures shortly, while also complimenting Chris Wallace of Fox News for his professionalism moderating the debate Tuesday night. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the campaign trail, taking part in a train tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Biden telling supporters,
"What I saw last night was all about him. He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them. I'll never forget."
The Senate passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That's toll-free numbers 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Mark, and Tyler. And you know, from mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by more than 10 times. And nothing is stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again, and actually, that's their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will it go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They even have a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DivvyProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys are on together because I have a question for you, Ari, and I have a question for Mark.
Okay.
But before I get to that, I found the paragraph from your website, and I just wanted to read it on air because it's so good. So continuing from the anti-religious conversation we had yesterday on the ReformedSatanicChurch.com, it says, "If we are against the proclamation of arbitrary authority, it gets no more arbitrary than the declared authority of a god. Lucifer is the evil being not because he did anything within the pages of the Bible that any person would accept as immoral, but because Lucifer challenged authority. This is the true nature of their law, the law of priests, kings, and gods. To be free, we must revere the anti-God. We must revere reason, logic, knowledge, and ourselves. Obey is the great commandment of all religions and states, and never is it explained why obedience is good, because to any moral person, whether obedience is good depends on the outcome and not at all on the proclaimed authority of the person who makes the demand. Why then should Lucifer be evil? Yahweh has provided no explanation for what benefit may have come to his unthinking, amoral automaton singing his praises in the Garden of Eden had they obeyed. The gut reaction of the theist here is to assert baldly that Yahweh needs no explanation. Why? Because Yahweh is their God. Yahweh is the ultimate authority. There is no other reason. Because we must obey authority, and we must therefore obey the highest authority. But this is not an answer. It's a refusal to think, because they know that no sensible answer can be provided, and they cannot handle the implications that their entire worldview of trust and authorities is founded on nothing more than an empty, because I said so. That is so good.
Thank you.
I have goosebumps because I've thought these things, and I've heard other people say them, but like, I don't think anyone's ever said it better. So yesterday you had said I should try shrooms, but as a high priestess, like, what do you recommend for spiritual practice? Like, what's your spiritual practice?
Shrooms, meditation. If you can't get shrooms, meditation is good. Always striving to be at peace with yourself, which is easier said than done, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to remember that the Reformed Satanic Church and Satanism as a whole, that there aren't a lot of actual religious practices.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. I was just wondering if you had any specifics that you particularly like, I don't know, tarot or crystals, or is there anything that works for like you personally that you would recommend besides psychedelics or...
No, I know that a lot of people are into tarot cards and, you know, psychic readings and horoscopes and all of that. You know, to each their own. I think they were useful tools for spreading information that the Catholic Church didn't want to be spread when, you know, they were invented. But I don't think they have any real spiritual significance other than being useful tools for a person to gain insight into themselves.
That was something that amazed me about tarot, because all my life I'd heard how evil it was. And then when I started getting into psychology, I heard about a psychologist who used them to help her patients. And so I started looking into them, and they're not so much fortune telling as like, think about this today. You know, it helps you not be overwhelmed by everything, but think about this today. What about this that's going on? That's really cool. And then, Mark, I was wondering if any of y'all have heard of the Jimmy Dore Show.
Yeah, I've heard of the Jimmy Dore Show. I mean, I couldn't tell you anything about it, but I've heard the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, so he's a socialist, but he doesn't like Trump or Biden, and he kind of explains why especially Biden is awful, but he does it in a really humorous way. And I would just love you guys to get on his show if possible. Like, I've emailed him, but, I mean, he gets a billion emails, so he never said anything back. But do you think there's any chance you guys would be able to go on there? Because he's really good, and I would love to see y'all debate things.
We don't spend much time chasing down these other shows. If somebody wants to have us on, we'll certainly do it. Like, for instance, the Alex Jones show one time had Ian and I on to catch us on the whole Quaker topic, because I'm a Quaker. And Ian was at the time professing to be a Quaker, too. I think he still holds some of the values. However, you know, Joe Rogan, some of our listeners have tried to get us on that show or whatever. We're just not hunting down appearances. If, you know, the phones are open, if Jimmy Dore wants to call in, he is welcome to do it. If he wants to get a hold of us, via email, it's certainly not hard to figure out what our email addresses are. It's marketfreetalklive.com. And, you know, he can send messages. But as far as hunting people down, I just don't think we have the time and energy to do it. We're trying to run our own show, just like he is, probably.
Yeah, well, darn. Well, I hope it happens anyways. I hope a miracle happens or something. But as a Quaker, what's your spiritual practice recommendation?
Sure. Quakers are mystics, so they believe that God is present when people are sitting and listening for him. And I go to Quaker meeting pretty much every Sunday. And essentially what happens is you sit around in a circle or facing each other or whatever you're doing and wait until the spirit moves and somebody speaks, and then sometimes somebody else will speak on that same topic, or sometimes they'll speak on something entirely unrelated. But a Quaker meeting really has to be experienced to be understood.
It sounds like something I want to experience now that you've described it.
Nope, you're welcome.
Olivia, thank you so much for the call. If you have any further questions about the Reformed Satanic Church or Quakerism, definitely don't hesitate to ask. So let's go back to this. It's just people sitting around in a room.
Yep.
And
recently, it's been on my deck.
When one of the people feels moved to speak, speak.
The presumption is that God is speaking through that person. Obviously, that's not true every time. You have to discern what the message means for you that the person is giving, but sometimes it's like, you know, somebody just talking about what they heard on NPR earlier. I don't know. Generally not at our meeting, but other meetings I've been to, I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. And I think that it's the right thing to do is to find the right meeting for you. But there is no clergy. There's nobody standing up there saying, you shouldn't be gambling, you shouldn't be sinning, and you shouldn't be thinking about girls, you know, or whatever it is. It's just people sitting around, and many times afterwards we'll discuss what our thoughts are on, you know, God, the Bible, spirituality, and these sorts of things.
It sounds like something that I should experience.
Yeah.
So, just saying, I'm interested in attending if there's ever an invitation to a trans-Satanist shemale.
I'll tell you this about Quakers. Quakers are the last ones to exclude anyone at all. So inviting you is easy. You're invited now. It'll be at 10 a.m., and I'll give you the location. But, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's generally at 10 a.m. on a Sunday, you can bet, is when the Quaker meeting in your town is. But you can just go to quakerfinder.org, quakerfinder.org, type your zip code in, and it'll find the meeting that's closest to you.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And by the way, oh, just real quick, there are different types of meetings. They're not all the same. What I'm talking about is a liberal, unprogrammed meeting. There are conservative unprogrammed meetings, and there are conservative programmed meetings. There are no liberal programmed meetings, though.
So conservative programmed meeting, that would be more like a church sermon?
Programmed would be a sermon. Conservative would be sort of Bible-believing, as opposed to liberal. Liberal unprogrammed means that they believe in what we call continuing revelation. So God's always speaking. God's always doing miracles and always touching our lives.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, Mark, and Tyler. And we were just talking about Fork Fest. So if you want to join us, it's June the 28th through July the 4th next year at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's decentralized, so no one is in charge. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? Because these are the most hardcore of the libertarians in New Hampshire. That's what Fork Fest is. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know, you're going to find a lot of the liberty liking Republicans and a lot of the conservative types, but at Fork Fest, there's no, that's just hardcore voluntarists.
And you
in
can
my
do
experience.
Both. I mean, they're right next to each other, so you can come for Pork Fest, stay for Fork Fest, and then watch the fireworks, and everybody's had a great time.
Yeah, it is truly a great time. It's something that you just have to experience. It's June the 28th through July the 4th, 2021. Check out forkfest.party to learn more about it. Again, that's forkfest.party. Well, we've had James on hold for 45 minutes. Do you want to see if he has anything worthwhile to say?
Oh, I've already answered that question for myself many years ago.
James, are you even still there? James? Okay. He gave up. Let's go to the phones. We got Alex from New Mexico calling. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Hi, Aria. Well, I wanted to talk about Joe Jorgensen, but the talk about the satanic church got me a little bit concerned. Are you really a satanic person?
I am the high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church, yes.
And the Reformed Satanic Church is a group of trolling atheists.
Oh, they're atheists.
Yes, the Church of Satan, the Satanic Temple, the Reformed Satanic Church, none of us believe that Satan actually exists.
Oh, well, that's a relief, because I would not... Anyway,
Right.
No, it's just useful mythology, as, you know, Olivia read out. I mean, the mythology of Lucifer, Satan, is someone who rebelled against authority.
But is, well, how useful
that,
is it?
But I get that, but I just don't understand why anybody would want to worship Satan.
Well, no one does worship Satan.
Yeah.
He set a good example for disobeying arbitrary authority.
There certainly are people that would call themselves Satanists that worship Satan.
Well, Satanists would refer to them as devil worshippers.
Well, fine.
There's a difference between a Satanist and a devil worshiper.
Right. Why don't we just call Satanists what they are?
Satanists.
Atheists. Instead of trying to split all these hairs. Anyway, please go on. It'll just devolve into an argument.
Mark does not respect Satanism.
You don't believe there is a God? Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
Okay. Well, okay. Anyway, I was calling about Joe Jorgensen, guys. I'm struggling to find anything that I disagree with her on. I have been following you guys for a long time. I'm a libertarian in New Mexico in the movie industry. I am somebody who is very much alone in my political beliefs, and I've voted Gary Johnson kind of embarrassingly for the past couple elections. And Joe Jorgensen, I'm trying to say her name wrong, but she seems like a very qualified candidate.
I liked her right up until she balked at the question of New Hampshire secession. That was when she lost my support. When she said she was okay with California leaving, but she would have to give serious consideration to allowing the people of New Hampshire to govern themselves once they have determined that the federal government is unfit for them, she balked at that question.
Guess she doesn't want to lose you.
She lost me.
I mean, I just feel like we have a... I mean, you guys are doing something really great with the Free State Project, and I've admired it for a long time. And I think that the only way to actually make the rest of the country look at us is to make us visible. And so if New Hampshire actually voted yellow, I think that would be a very huge statement. Is that in the realm of possibility, or
no.
Are you guys kind of against her? Or
oh, what? No. If I were able to vote, I am not a resident of New Hampshire any longer. I'm a resident of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and I have been disenfranchised from the ability to vote for president. But were I able to, if there was any doubt in my mind prior to last night, there is none now. I would vote for Joe Jorgensen.
I will support Joe Jorgensen becoming president because the alternatives are so awful, but I will not personally vote for her. I will vote for Vermin Supreme. She said that she has to think about whether or not the people of New Hampshire are allowed to govern themselves. Alex, I think part of the problem is that you have, you know, a bunch of liberty-minded folk up here, and trying to get them into a unified party is almost oxymoronic, right? Like, liberty people are... It's like herding cats, yeah. And it does not take a lot to get someone to go, okay, well, I no longer disagree with her because of one issue. And that's perfectly all right. There's a lot of people up here that just don't believe in voting at the federal level. Like, I only vote really in local and state elections because I think those matter. But at a federal level, it's like, it doesn't matter who's in charge. Even if Joe Jorgensen's in charge, you know, the system is still there, and she's still going to be subject to whatever the will of the system is.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all. And I've kind of gone full circle. I've been following you guys since the Ron Paul time, since 2008 or whatever. You know, and I've been on and off, and every election I end up voting Libertarian, but. I mean, I've kind of gone full circle. I went full anarchist. I was yelling at everybody, you know, that nothing matters. And
that's a nihilist.
I was trying to, you know, the free market should just rule of all.
Sure.
God is up there, and everything will straighten itself out, and everything. You know, I do believe in that. However, As I've gotten older and looking into the political system and looking into what these founding fathers were arguing about and looking into what is actually what was the question?
You changed in what way? You went from being an anarcho-capitalist to what?
To an independent voter. I re-registered as an independent voter because I feel like this world, I think liberty is the goal, but I think America is the way to get to that goal. And I think that...
America isn't free? Why would America be the way to freedom when America isn't free?
It's definitely not free, but I think that Donald Trump being in office is proof that an American with the right amount of willpower and money and chutzpah and can become president. Like, I feel like
the system isn't sufficiently rigged. It's proof. His existence is the sufficient that the system isn't totally rigged.
I don't know that I agree. Donald Trump has always been part of that system.
I don't think so. My whole life it felt like it was a play. We were just being.
So Donald Trump hoodwinked you into believing that he's actually an outsider.
Yeah, kind
of. He's more of an outsider than most of them.
He's been playing the political game his entire life. He's been rubbing elbows with politicians his entire life. He is one of them.
If you actually look into him, he is an American. He's a businessman.
Yes, he is literally an American and a businessman.
Yeah,
he is also a politician, and he has spent his entire life giving metaphorical favors to politicians. Working with politicians.
I'm not denying that, but my point is that he's not a person who was brought up in the political system and was born to be a politician like Joe Biden. There are people who are brought up into the political system. They are being...
I have to cut you off, Alex, because we're heading out, but I don't know that I agree. I mean,
Aren't we having Joe Jorgensen on the show here in the very near future?
Ooh. We've had her on.
Yeah, I think she's coming in studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That should be exciting.
I can't say much more because my memory fails me, but I think it's really soon.
Okay.
So, just in case you want to know that Joe Jorgensen's going to be here soon, keep an eye on Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular.
DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.